Let's dive into the URA first half 2026 government land sale program. Here, there are 9 residential sites on the confirmed list and another 12 on the reserve list. But for today's discussion, we will only focus on the confirmed list. Well, the goal of today's content is very simple: to highlight the JLL site that I think hold the strongest appeal. With thousands of new homes coming up, not including private on-block site, it's very important to zoom in on where are the real opportunities are, since these sites haven't been sold yet and land costs are still very unknown. Here, we will talk only about its appeal, not profitability, which will be premature at this point of time. Here, these are my top 3 GLS picks for first half 2026. This site spans 3.16 hectares, come with a 2.8 plot ratio, and can yield about 1,040 units. The shape is regular and is located right next to Bedok MRT and Bedok Town Centre. So why is this site so exciting? Well, because the latest GLS site near Bedok MRT station was launched 15 years ago, the one where CapitaLand developed Bedok Mall and Bedok Residence today. Back then, it was so popular that buyers had to queue overnight for it. It was so advised first come first serve until complaints that URA permanently switched to balloting. Personally, I love this location as I was born in Bedok. I'm a Bedok boy. Okay, here, high floor unit will likely enjoy view of East Coast Park and even the sea. The surrounding are mostly landed homes, meaning unblocked view, including city view on the west side. This one will be heavily contested by developers, confirmed very hot. This is the smallest plot, 0.43 hectare, also with a 2.8 plot ratio and can yield about 140 units. But don't underestimate it, the main draw, Ai Tong Primary School. Parents and investors will definitely eye this site because staying within 1 km of Ai Tong is a huge advantage. It's also near Bright Hill MRT station, Bishan Park and MacRitchie Reservoir. How to go wrong? Plus, this is a very charming, livable, middle to upper class neighborhood, if you know what I mean. And if you have time, drop by the nearby Long San Kong. It has been there since 1981. It has moved 3 times and has a history of close to 100 years. If you are free, kindly drop by and do some donation, like I always do. This is a big one, 5.74 hectares, yielding about 1,280 units, plus 22,500 square meters of commercial space. To imagine the scale, think of something similar like Parktown Residence along Tampines Avenue 11, with integrated residential and retail. This site has all the ingredients Singaporeans love. Mixed development, near East Coast Park, near Bedok South Market, which is one of my favorite makan place, plus near Changi Airport, preferred for those working in aviation. Here, only 2 words, confirm hot. With amenities, lifestyle and connectivity all rolled into one, this site is almost impossible to go wrong. Here, these are my final thoughts. So, these are my top 3 picks for the first half 2026 GLS program. Let's hope developer bid sensibly in 2026 and launch at attractive price point. Because when developer win, buyers win too. That's how we build a healthy, sustainable property market. You say, I correct or not?